on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Up first is Pete Sikora, who is an organizer with New Yorkers for Community Change. He talks about why his low-income members have become active on climate change, including calling on the city to divest the pension funds from fossil fuel.
I'm with Pete Sikora, who's with New York Communities for Change. Maybe just briefly describe, you know, what does your group represent in terms of membership, and why have you become very active on the climate change issue?
We're fighting for economic and racial justice, and now fighting climate change as well, because our membership, which is overwhelmingly from communities of color, gets hit the hardest by climate change. So we're fighting inequality and climate change together.
Now, you have been very active recently on divestment.
Yeah, well, it's the single easiest step that the city and the state can take is to stop pouring billions of dollars into companies like ExxonMobil, whose business model is to drown the city.
And what has the response been so far from, you know, city officials, particularly Scott Stringer, who is the city controller?
You know, Controller Stringer should actually take action here. He keeps resisting divestment, and it's time for him to stop stalling and start divesting. He shouldn't be pouring billions of dollars into climate destruction rather than investing into our future.
Now, you mentioned you have a lot of low and moderate income people in New York's Community for Change. You know, what are some of the, you know, equity, just transition type issues that your group's concerned about?
So, you know, we fought very hard to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. We need strong unions and good, strong jobs for our members. So an example of the demands in this march is to require New York City to create good jobs to solve the climate crisis by requiring all buildings to upgrade to modern energy efficiency standards. 70% of the climate pollution coming from New York City is coming from energy use in buildings, old, inefficient, polluting buildings that need to be upgraded. That can employ our members and save our future.
Now, one of the things I believe New York Community should change, work with along with other groups, was the Green Jobs, Green New York program to energy retrofit homes, particularly including residents. That seems to have stalled a bit. How do we get more energy retrofits done for consumers and residents?
So the problem is that if there are only voluntary programs, people tend to just blow it off because it's easier to just keep doing business the way you've always done business. You know, we all are guilty of this. Like in my building, we don't really do the things that are needed for energy efficiency in the building that I live in. Why? Just because it's a pain in the butt. So what we really need to do is give people the solutions and the requirements building by building to get it done over the next coming decades to actually solve the climate crisis and create thousands of good union jobs.
Now, you mentioned you represent residents and communities that were directly impacted by Hurricane Sandy. Still a lot of neighborhoods really need to still be rebuilt. What are some of the, you know, personal stories that your members will be talking about today?
So Rachel Rivera is going to be speaking today. She's a Sandy survivor who was during Hurricane Sandy, heard a cracking sound on her ceiling and got really scared and grabbed her daughter out of her bed moments before the ceiling caved in on top of her her bed. And so she ran out onto the street with her family and was then in the shelter system and has not fully recovered since then. So she'll be talking about that and the need for the governor and the mayor to actually start taking action in a bold, serious way. Not these tiny baby steps that are incremental change that doesn't do the job. We need them to take bold action to help people like Rachel Rivera and all of our collective future.
We've been talking with Pete Sikora from New York Community Change at the 50th anniversary Sandy event in New York City.
That was Pete Sikora at the Sandy 5 Climate Change March and Rally in New York City.